Welcome, welcome, welcome. What I'm sharing with you today has been in the works for longer than I'd like to mention, so I won't. You know that feeling of overthinking a project, and then before you know it, far too much time has gone by and you fail to just put it out there? Well, today marks the end of that saga for me. I present to you volume one of an ongoing series I like to call the Mama Mixtape. Each volume will consist of a mix of mamas sharing various points of view on various topics, all through the lens of one of our guiding principles. Today, we're kicking it off with Sisterhood for Self-Care, highlighting the voice of one of my dearest, deepest sister friends from college, Janae Hicks. Janae is a therapist and workshop facilitator, and by far one of the most authentic, energetic, passionate, accepting people you'll ever know. She's just a gem in human form, y'all. And I'm happy to be sharing a piece of her with y'all today. First up, Janae is going to talk to us a little bit about what immediately comes to mind when she thinks of sisterhood for self-care.
I think what immediately comes to mind for me is community. I think about collective safety, sisterhood that extends beyond the biological definition of sisters. I think about what it means to promote the care for someone outside of yourself. I think about having people to connect with during emotionally challenging times. I think about the celebration of achievements and milestones. I think about feeling seen and heard and supported and prioritized. I think about what it means to not have to be performative, to have a group of people who have stood the test of time and who reflect pieces of me. When I think about self-care in sisterhood, it means that I can just be Janae, and you are accepting of whoever Janae is showing up as in the moment.
I love what she touched on here because it's so important in our friendships, in our sister circles, that we are accepting of whatever it is our friends and our sisters are able to show up in whatever capacity in that moment. You know, we're all going through ebbs and flows in our lives, and you won't always get the same energy from your sister that you need. And I think that we have to give each other space to not be in the space to give, and also be in the space to know how to fill in the gaps and bridge in the gaps for each other. It's such a very deeply rooted relationship between sister and sister, and it's such a rewarding one when we are aware that we have a responsibility to each other and we have a responsibility to ourselves, and we must accept and recognize when one of us just needs time to be in whatever space we're in that moment. One thing I'm sure that we can all relate to is the many challenges that comes with trying to show up and juggle all of the relationships that we have in our lives. Friends, family, sisters, all the things. So I wanted Janae to speak to the challenges of showing up in your friendships while working through the challenges of showing up as a mother.
I love this question. I can't wait to unpack. I think for me, it depends on the phase that I'm in my journey. So I had my son when I was 20 years old. So I started motherhood pretty early. I also got married pretty early. So when I first became a mother, my friends were doing what most young adults do. If they are lucky, they were living their life. They were being single. They were vacationing. They were on the beach. They were partying. They were trying to figure out their life and professional careers. They were finishing up college. So was that challenging for me? It was challenging because I was a wife and a mother, and I was still in my 20s. And so I very much feel that your 20s are about learning who you are. And I was doing that while managing competing priorities. And so who I was going to be in my friendships were a challenge. Now, what I can say is that my friendships have for sure evolved with me, and they have allowed me spaces to let my hair down and be free. And they have been respectful of the fact that my priorities are different. I think that it was challenging early on because it's hard for you to really connect with an experience when you have never been through it yourself. And so telling my friends or my friends, seeing that I'm a mother and a wife, I don't think that they really began to understand the complexities that show up in that space until they began to have kids and get married. And then they understood wholeheartedly what it meant to have to choose often between showing up for your family, being the mother that you've idealized for yourself, and having moments to honor and nurture the friendship. So I think the challenge was less about what my friends needed from me and more about me learning what I needed for myself and how to advocate for myself and how to prioritize the many faces of Janae and be very unapologetic about the many faces of Janae. That has been the challenge. And I'm appreciative that I have a circle of loyal, kind women that I call them my sisters by choice. They're my sister friends who have been willing to grow with me, and they give me room to figure this thing out. And I couldn't imagine doing life without them. I couldn't imagine adulting without these women that I have grown up with at this point. You know, for 15, 20 years, I've been growing up with most of my friends. I don't have a friend in my network that I have not known for at least 15 years. And that in itself is a blessing. It's a kindness to self to have people in the world who know you well enough to say what is unspoken and to support you when you don't really know what you need. And I think as I have evolved and matured and come to a different level of enlightenment and understanding about who I want to be in this world, they've been along on the ride with me. And I appreciate that. So the challenge is learning me and hoping that my friends are open enough to be on this journey with me.
Oh, I'm sure we can all resonate and relate with the peaks and valleys of, you know, going through our friendships and transitioning from not being a mom to being a mom and still working to hold on to those of our friends who have not become mothers yet. And it can be very challenging because you're in a world that they have not stepped into yet, and life naturally changes. And you have to figure out ways to navigate that. And usually when you are in friendships that are really rooted in love and respect for one another, regardless of the differences, then it's usually a pretty smooth transition. But like Janae was sharing, she was a young mom and her friends and all of us were living a different life. And we had to work a little bit harder to be there for her or to understand her obligations and responsibilities had changed. But, you know, like I said, when you have tried and true friendships, they will stand the test of time and you will grow and evolve and figure out ways to make sure that you are still showing up for each other while allowing each other to show up in your unique circumstances and situations in our own life. So, like I said, it's such a beautiful, rewarding experience to have true sisterhood, and we have to just grow in whatever direction it takes us naturally. something that is high key of level of importance when it comes to our sisterhood relationships and how we support one another is really being intentional about how we are adding value to this friendship. When you are a mother, when you have responsibilities that naturally take priority above a friendship, we have to be very intentional about making sure that we are adding some value to every relationship in our lives. And we want to ask our sister friend sometime if we need to, how can I show up for you, sis? You know, so I was curious and I asked Janae to share with us, what's a way that a sister friend can support you as a mother?
I think for me, acceptance and flexibility is a big deal for me. I always have something going on. I am committed to doing the most good in this world. I am committed to leaving my little piece of the universe better than I found it. And that takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of intentionality to show up across all domains of your life with the focus of doing your very best. And of course, your very best is subjective depending on what's happening in your world at the moment, but it's always my goal. I'm always in service to humanity. So as a mother, I am in service to my children. As a friend, I am in service to the connection that I have formed with my sister friends. As a wife, I am in service to learning and growing and sharing love with my husband. Professionally, I'm in service to my clients and to the work. So that takes a lot. And I don't know what it's going to look like from moment to moment or day to day or season to season, you know? And so I need people in my world that are going to be flexible with me. I've learned in friendship that I'm not going to always show up exactly the way perhaps you will want me to. And so when I do show up, I'm going to show up big. Like, I'm going to show up in the fullness of myself. I'm going to make certain that you know that I love you. I'm going to make sure that you know that I support you, because I'm not certain when the next moment I'm going to have to show up for you, because who knows what's happening in my world. And so I need to have friends in my life that enhance my world. I think that friendship is an enhancement. So I think because you choose who you want in your space, who you are going to share your energy with, I think that friendship should be mutually beneficial. And because I started, you know, my family early and I became a mom early, I couldn't always physically be where my friends were. Or in my 20s, I spent a lot of time painstakingly trying to be where I needed to be so that my friends knew that I loved them. And that changed in my 30s. And I would imagine that it's going to continue to change in my 40s and beyond as me and my friends try to take over the world and we try to open the dialogue for new conversations that support growth and well-being and that reject social norms that don't allow us to be our most authentic self. And again, that takes time. So flexibility, agility, understanding. I like my friends to be direct and not assume. And if they do assume, then I want them to assume the best in me, because my track record shows that for the most part of our connective relationship, that I only love them. And so if I'm not showing up as the best version of myself, then I will want them to give me grace.
In conclusion, I just want to recognize and highlight how, like I said earlier in this show, how Janae is just a gem of a human. If you recognize what she just shared about being of service in all these different relationships in her life, and how when she shows up big. And when we are thinking about how we show up as a sister friend to a fellow sister friend, it's very important to understand that this is a reciprocal relationship. And we want to make sure that when we have the capacity to show up, we want to be clear and be direct and be intentional about doing that in a way that serves our sister. And, you know, we're growing through this and we're giving each other grace is something that is necessary, and it is something that all of us deserves. So in conclusion, I ask Janae to finish this sentence. Sisterhood for self-care means...
Sisterhood for self-care means that I don't have to do hard alone. It means that I have sister friends that I can rehearse life with. We talk about the hard stuff. We don't shy away from conflict. We call each other on the best and worst parts of how we're showing up. It means that we have unapologetic peace when we are together. We are searching for how we can be the better versions of ourselves when we are together. We have soul nourishing love. We care about each other. It's apparent that we care about each other, and we make memories that will last a lifetime. Like when we're together, it's a good time. It's giving good time.
I just love her. And I know that you listeners, you have to love her. And it's giving good times. Friendships are hard sometimes. Being in any relationship is challenging. But ultimately, we want to be grateful for the sister friends that we have. We want to make sure that we are doing everything that we can to hold on tight to those relationships because they are needed. And sisterhood is absolutely an act of self-care. So until next time, sis, call your girl. Call your sis. Remind her of how much you value her and how much value you hope that you are adding to her life too.